175 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell, 143. Mania is a form of insanity characterized by a general derangement of the mental faculties, accompanied by varying degrees of excitement, sometimes escalating to violent fury. It arises from a morbid affection of the brain and is distinguished from ordinary delirium, which typically results from bodily disease. In common parlance, a person suffering from mania is said to be mad. They lose all control over themselves and require close confinement to prevent them from inflicting injury upon themselves or others. In essence, they are entirely bereft of reason and therefore not responsible for their actions. Monomania, on the other hand, is defined as a form of insanity in which the mental alienation is partial. The patient is subject to delusions but remains perfectly rational on every subject not connected with their delusion. This condition may be accompanied by a propensity to commit offenses such as homicide, larceny, arson, or any other crime, and is often linked to religious themes. For instance, a man might imagine that he is endowed with spiritual power and commissioned by the Almighty to proclaim certain doctrines to the world, believing that the safety of all mankind depends on the fulfillment of his mission. Such a person is said to be laboring under a delusion, and when the subject of religion is mentioned in his presence, he becomes wild and devoid of reason. Yet, on all other subjects, he remains perfectly sane, capable of attending to business and moving in society without arousing any suspicion of his mental disorder. If he commits a crime, he is held responsible for it unless it is directly connected with his particular delusion. Monomania may also be accompanied by a propensity to murder, as in the case of a man who imagines that the world has conspired to take his life, believing that every person he meets is seeking an opportunity to kill him, and that his only safety lies in killing all who approach him. Such a person is said to be laboring under a delusion and is therefore not criminally responsible for a homicide committed while under the influence of this delusion. However, if he were to commit larceny, there would be no question as to his responsibility, as no connection could exist between the crime and the delusion. A leading case illustrating this point occurred in England, as reported in 5 Carrington and Payne, 168. In this case, a man named Oxford was indicted for murder.